Now, I'm joined in studio today, and I'm absolutely delighted to be joined in studio today by Terry Fitzgerald, Niamh McCarthy, and Sinead McCarthy, no relation. And they're coming to give us an update on the Shine for Shea. How are things going?
They're going as planned, thankfully. Shea had his transplant on Tuesday and Wednesday. So the first day there was it took 20 minutes for the transplant for the cells. Declan, you know more about this than I do now. You know, I'm only going by what I'm seeing and stuff. And then on the following day, the Wednesday, another 20 minutes of the cells coming in. Short of being a little bit sick afterwards, which was to be expected. I think Deborah was saying that it was a combination of the chemotherapy that he went under last week and a combination of the transplant that, you know, he was a little bit sick afterwards. But again, it was all normal. It was to be expected, you know. But no, he's doing good. He's going as planned, which is the main thing.
Yeah, I mean, that chemotherapy is very tough because really it's just to kill off all your own cells so that the new cells can come in and take over. And that is extremely, extremely tough, especially for a child. How long, Sinead, how long are they in Newcastle now at this stage?
How long are they in Newcastle now?
Month?
4 weeks, I'd
say.
I would have thought
about a month. That's hard going for them, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, even being over there, they're still isolating, you know, themselves. They want to make sure that there is no way that anything they do can kind of, you know, that Shea could react in any way to them being around other people. So they have made sure that they have their own living quarters, their own kitchen, their own bathroom, all of that side of things, just to be sure that they are keeping to themselves. Because, I mean, Shea being sick after the chemo into the transplant, you know, it was a temperature spiked again. His stats were low and it just brought everything back to Deborah and Steve of how, you know, what happened back in December. They felt that, oh my God, here we go again. You know, it's another infection. But, you know, the doctors and nurses over there, they just, as they would with anyone in that situation, because he has no immune system, they had to act as if it could be infection. So they got two rounds of antibiotics into him straight away just to be sure that, you know, that they were covering all bases there. But it does seem to just have been a reaction really to, you know, which was expected to the chemotherapy and the transplant then as well on top of it.
Yeah, and even at the moment we'll say he's got none of his own cells to fight infection. The new cells he's got aren't fighting infection yet. They're just not up and ready. And if you think of the amount of us, myself included, who sort of tried to avoid COVID for 2 years and did everything to avoid COVID for 2 years, and we still ended up getting it. And most people can't even remember where they got it from, you know. They're in a 10 times worse situation because for them, if they get infection, he could be in dire straits.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it is very, very tough. Are they holding up okay?
They seem to be. It's like anything else, Declan. They have their good and their bad days, you know, as well. But they're just incredible. I keep saying it all the time. I know I'm repeating myself, but I don't know where they're getting their strength from. You know, even when you were talking there about what we've done in the last 2 years with COVID, you know, isolation for us has been nothing like what they've gone through since Christmas, you know, since all this happened. They've had to isolate from everybody, you know, in their own bubble. And they'll have to continue to do so for another few months, you know, it could be 4 to 6 months. I can't imagine what that's been like. And knowing what the reason for it was because of Shea's ill health and this condition that he has. But, you know, they've just, I don't know, they've found their strength somewhere. I suppose as parents you do, you know, but I never want to be in that situation, I'm sure, and I never want to see anyone else again in that situation, but they're just incredible, they really are. Shea himself as well, you know, he's just been amazing. You know, a little boy should be out playing football and, you know, and spending time with their friends, but he's taking it all, you know, in his stride from what I see. He's just going along with it. He's been so resilient and just amazing. He really has.
And just to say, we do keep saying going back to December, you know, because that's when things really went the way that they have gone for them. But we, you know, you have to actually look at the fact that we're actually coming up onto almost a year since his first admission into hospital. So this has actually really been going on almost a year for them, you know, to really drive home how long a road it's been, you know. And we're not even well, we don't know how far into it we are really, but it has been an awful, awful long road for them, you know, just to be thinking that it is almost a full year.
One of the strengths for them must be family and friends, and I must admit you've all been great friends.
Well, we've been doing our best anyway, what we can do from where we are, you know. I mean, we wish we could do more. We wish we could be over there holding hands even through all of this, you know, the little things that are really needed. I have to say that social media platforms have been brilliant for that, the likes of WhatsApp messages and things, just to be able to be checking in with her daily and, you know, be sure that she can have those chats that we would be having over a cup of tea if we could possibly.
Yeah, you've been absolutely amazing. Now, also, you had the yellow. Tell us a little bit about that. I was away when it was released. I was on holidays and I came back and I heard it. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really happy with it. We're really proud of it, I have to say. It was a full day of recording. There was 15 of us there, I think, 15 musicians. 15, yeah. You know, people kind of, it's funny, people kind of keep saying to me, it's so professional looking and sounding, you know. But I mean, we did have 15 professional musicians. We were in a professional recording studio with a sound engineer. We had Kieran McCarthy, professional videographer and editor as well, you know. So I think, you know, the fact people kind of look at local, you know, a local group and think, God, fair play to them. You know, it's very professional looking, but it is, of course it is, because we made sure it was. We had the right people on board and along the way. I mean, the day of recording went fantastically. Mm-hmm. We all had a lovely time. There was no back and forth, whatever, you know, one person went in, did their bit, they were done, next person in. Mm-hmm. You know, it was fantastic. And it really comes across in the video and the recording. You know, it looks fantastic. It sounds fantastic.
Is that the way it was done, Sinead? Like, did you go in and do your bit and then that's it? And then somebody else comes in and does their bit. That must be hard to keep the coordination of that going.
We just made sure we had a clear plan, you know. So we had it structured out, who was going to sing what part of the song.
Did you have to fight over that?
No.
Terry didn't bully you and say, I want to sing this bit.
I had nothing to do with that side. No, I think Sinead and Vincent, my brother Vincent, actually put that together. It was very well and it went very smoothly, as Sinead said. The music was recorded first, Declan, and I want to mention that because I came out in the afternoon. You know, there was no point in 15 of us coming together all at once because it might have been a bit of chaos trying to get started. But when I came out and I was listening to, I think it was Martin Baylor was singing at the time, actually, when I came in on it. And I genuinely thought that it was a backing track. I thought it was Coldplay's backing track playing, that the music was so good. And speaking to Vincent afterwards, my brother who's on the track, he plays the drums and he sings on it. But he said, what we're forgetting is, and again, just to kind of mention what Sinead had just said there, they all, you know, the majority of these people were professionals as it was. A lot of them have played together before, so they've gelled, they know each other. They recorded that so fast, I think, you know, and it was just so professional. I couldn't get over it. And because it was done in a professional recording studio, as Sinead said. But no, we're absolutely just, you know, thrilled.
And
with
what
it.
Musicians actually played?
The back line, so we had Vincent on drums, Daniel McGoldrick on bass, there was Jay Kallek on keyboards, we had Paul McCarthy and Aidan McCarthy on guitars, and Simon Daly was on electric guitar as well. He doesn't feature in the video,
no.
He's quite modest.
Yeah, because he doesn't, I don't think he gets a name here, even the list. I have a list of who's on it.
Yeah, I think the name was there, right, but a lot of people said it to me
afterwards. Oh, it is there, yes.
Yeah. I think you see Jake's hands at one point, he gets in there. But the lads were quite modest that way. They felt, you know, they wanted to kind of just come in and play and you know, head away again afterwards. But it was, I mean, there was the way it all just came together, it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. As Terry said, you know, the music was done in the morning, that was that. And then the singers came in one by one. And
how did you decide who's going to sing what bits? That's I was trying to find this, you know, if I had to do it, what would I do? Now, believe you me, if I had to sing it, it would never have been released. But anyway.
To be perfectly honest with you, I didn't think about it too much.
Didn't you?
No, because I feel if I started thinking, I'd think, oh, I don't know about that here and there, that, you know, this person there. The only thing I did want to be sure was that we got as much of the family singing and seen on the video as possible. I thought it was a lovely moment to have Niall and Vincent mm-hmm. sing together, being first cousins, you know, of Deborah. I thought that was a lovely moment. And we had Leah Ahern and Rory De Lester. They are a couple. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to have the two of them sing together in their part as well. But other than that, the only thing we had a lot more male than female. So the male took over. They all had the verse parts. And myself and Terry took over the chorus parts then as well. And then everyone is in on the harmonies. It's a bit mm-hmm. of a free-for-all.
So. Yeah, I haven't actually watched the video now. You think I would, but I've listened to the song a good few times, but I haven't actually watched the video because, as I say, I was away. But I will.
I'd be looking. We look just as good as we sound.
That's your opinion now, Sinead. That's your opinion. Okay, so let's get back. Let's get back to Shay. He's doing okay, and things are okay. Things are going well.
They're going as planned.
As planned, yeah, exactly.
Moment, I mean, he's probably not to say well in the sense that he's feeling very sick from it.
Yeah.
You know, but again, as we said before, it is normal. Very difficult for his parents to watch and see. You know, again, as Sinead said before, the social media side of it for us has been great. You know, Deborah will share things on the Shine for Shay page, and will continue to do so of his journey. And I think the one that really caught me, Sinead, and I'm sure you'd agree with me, was the first turning on of the transplant. You know, I think Shay's father, Steve, switched it on, you know, on the drip, and they all clapped. And, you know, it was just a moment. It was a moment that they wanted to share with everybody. And I think every person that saw it, you know, felt it in a sense that, you know, imagining your own child there, imagining and following his journey as well, you know, just to see that this is it, this is what they've been building up for, this is the moment that we've all been waiting for, because this is life-changing for Shay, you know, and his parents. And to me, it was just an incredible moment that, you know, will stay with me forever. I just thought it was amazing. Shay, kind of in the video, looks along as if to say, what are you doing now? Just, you know, he didn't, all in his stride, you know. But for everybody else, and for him to look back on in years to come, an amazing moment, just incredible.
And I presume it'll be fingers crossed and rosary said and everything for the next few weeks, just to get us to that stage where we can sort of look back and sort of remember this as something that happened.
I don't have a candle left in my house at this stage. I'm lighting so many of them, Declan. But yeah, you know, it is. It's, and again, down to social media to be able to show us this and to be able to share with us.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes we give out about social media and it can be fairly abusive and that sort of stuff, but that shows one of the good sides of it, doesn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
Sinead, you were going to say there that Deborah has a message for us all.
Yes, so it was just something she wanted mentioned, you know, through all of this. Shay has had to have a couple of blood transfusions as recently as yesterday evening, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, there is a plea out there for people to come and donate here as well, you know. And it's just extremely important, you know, that if you can give blood, to be able to go and do it. And locally, the blood transfusion board will actually be up in the GA club on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week from about 4 o'clock till about 7:30. So if anyone out there, if you do regularly give blood, that's where they'll be. If you haven't given blood before, you can go onto the website. There's a little questionnaire there you can fill out to see if you're eligible to donate.
Yeah, and it is a great thing to do. I mean, you know, and especially coming into summer months, there's often a little bit of an upsurge in demand for blood for people because of increased farming accidents, increased car accidents, that sort of stuff, and we're out and about more. And it's very, very important. I also think probably the amount of donations for transfusions, because of COVID, it's probably well down, because just they can't take it off you if you have had the virus within the last few months, I would imagine. I'm not sure the exact figures. So I think if you're thinking about it, if you do it regularly, they're here. When did you say again they're here?
Tuesday and Wednesday at the GA Club from, as I said, about 4 o'clock to about 7:30.
That's great. And I'd like to thank Deborah for bringing that up, because, and to you, Sinead, because that's important. Okay, have we anything else?
I suppose we just really want to say thank you to, you know, all the fundraising on behalf of the committee. Again, you know, we're just overwhelmed with the generosity of people and the words of support as well as the donations. You know, I think the committee itself, look, I just think, you know, and I know I'm a part of it as well, but I just think they're just in a bunch of incredible people. They really were, you know. And I know the last time you mentioned, was there any arguments? There wasn't one argument, you know, there really wasn't. The main focus the whole time was to raise this money for Shay and his family. And it was a bit of a bittersweet moment for us to kind of finally say, you know, well, that's it, you know, for us. I think, you know, one of the committee members had said, you know, thanks to everybody on it, and he said there was no cog of the wheel unturned when it came to us. You know, everything, the minute something was mentioned, we got on it, we did, and everybody in that committee, they were just incredible. They really were, you know. But again, the main focus, and again, Sinead mentioned the last time that a lot of us would have known each other, a lot of us wouldn't have known each other. I think we've formed a nice strong bond now since, you know, and feel that we did a good thing. We should mention the Ardmore Farmers Market, actually, that happened last Sunday out in Ardmore. And just to say thanks to all involved in that. It was a very successful day. It was a lovely, beautiful day, actually. And so many people, like, just the words of, encouragement and the words of, you know, thanks. And it was just incredible, Sinead, wasn't it? You know, to be out there and see people. And I there was one woman in particular stood out to me. She had read about it. And she had a holiday home down in Ardmore. And she said, I'm finally delighted to be able to donate. You know, I've been thinking about them, you know. And, you know, it was just really nice to converse with people and to be out and about. But it was a great day that was organised very well, you know. So just to say thanks to everybody there for that.
And one final question. Where do all the McCarthys get all the talent from?
That's a secret now. We can't divulge that.
My grandmother would say it's in our blood, it's in our veins. My grandmother was one of these people that said it's not just coming from the McCarthys, you know, it's coming from my side too. We're all musical as well. But definitely it's, you know, as you know, Declan, if they're not playing the bagpipes, they're playing the guitar or the drum, or, you know, I'm not sure if there's any McCarthy out there that doesn't have some sort of talent when it comes to music. But
well, you can certainly be proud of it, because it's, I mean there's a lot of McCarthys in there. As I say, there's obviously Leah Hearn, Martin Baylor, Vincent Collins, who's a McCarthy, Simon Daly, Rory De Lester, Terry Fitzgerald, who's also a McCarthy, Jake Kilalek, Jordan Keneally, Dara Lee, Aidan McCarthy, Kieran McCarthy, Niall McCarthy, Paul McCarthy, Sinead McCarthy, and Daniel McGoldrick.
Yeah.
And I think you all did really, really well. I also think we should mention Warren Tyvey as well.
Yes.
And we should also mention Kieran McCarthy, who did the video. I think, you know, as I say, I haven't watched it, I'm sorry, but I will, believe you me, I will. Look, I'd like to thank the two of you for coming in. It was great to have you in. And we'll hear from you again in a few weeks' time, or maybe
absolutely.
three or four
yes.
weeks' time. Is that okay?
Thank you very much. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Thanks a million.